Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Brady McKellar from Vermilionville, here to talk about their very special Culture Day celebrating the Acadians. The theme this year is Where We Come From. The summertime, I guess you have, it's full of culture days. you've got a Culture Day celebrating Native Americans, mm-hmm. you have a Culture Day celebrating Creoles, mm-hmm. and then the Acadians. So it's
the idea,
celebration.
The idea with it, you know, is that there's been so many different people and cultures that it's sort of donated, you know, aspects that really developed the rich and very unique culture that we have here. And so over the summer, the idea is to give each of those a very special day that we can really focus on and educate and demonstrate and celebrate those unique cultures that contributed very heavily to what we think of as Acadiana today.
And it's a really nice time because there are a lot of people visiting and families are looking for things to do. And so it's a great time. And, of course, schools are starting this week. But
yes, they are.
This weekend will be a good time to do some just last little outings and cultural things that mm-hmm. people can do together. So great time. It will be this coming Sunday.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is already mm-hmm. August 13th, getting towards mid-August.
I know.
Yeah, and that will be all day long, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. So let's go through the day. You have a lot going on. Some things are reoccurring throughout the day, mm-hmm. and then some are special. I believe you honor every Culture Day someone important in that community,
right.
and you're honoring someone very
right.
special, not just to the culture, but to Vermilionville
right.
this coming Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. Every year we have an Acadian Cultural Preservation Award, and this is given to someone who really holds on to that type of culture. And in a lot of ways, it's not even about preserving that culture as much as it's about being an ambassador of that culture. And this year, we are posthumously honoring Mr. Merlin Fontenot, who we always refer to as the mayor of Vermilionville. He'd been there for 20-plus years, playing his violin in the schoolhouse every day. Every guest that came in contact with Mr. Merlin remembers him, talks about him. There were people would come in to say, "Oh, is that fiddle player still here?" We would say, "Yes, he is." And he was wonderful. He taught himself to play fiddle, and by the time he was 15, he was already like well known in the music halls in Eunice. And he played a couple of times with the Grand Ole Opry, and he's an award-winning fiddle player. But what was amazing to me is that if you ask Mr. Merlin, he would always tell you that he was still learning. He was still learning the fiddle. And but he was great. He was a real icon of not only of the Vermilionville location, but also what we try to do. And so we're having a very special sort of memorial for Mr. Merlin. We have some of his family coming in, and then we'll do the plaque ceremony. But then immediately after that, Terry Huval and Jambalaya, which is a band that he played with for years at Randall's, is going to take the stage, and they'll play. And then anyone that has played with Mr. Merlin in the past is welcome to come on up, bring your instrument, and join in. And it's just going to be this giant sort of memorial Cajun jam, which I can think of no better way to celebrate the life of Mr. Merlin Fontenot.
Well, and to celebrate that humble spirit that he embodied,
yes.
you know, that sense of it. It is about the culture. It's about family. It's
exactly.
about giving of my time. And that's something that is very special and very precious and a wonderful thing to remember. So what time is that all going to happen if people really want to make sure to be there?
Oh, yes. That will start right about 1:15.
Okay.
And that's, of course, if the schedule holds true and tight, it'll be 1:15. So maybe a little bit after, but that's what we're shooting for sure.
Okay.
It should be right after lunch.
All right. So people can shoot for midday if you would like to participate in the celebration of Merlin Fontenot. So what starts at 10 o'clock? You're going to have normally there's crafts, there's
sure.
tours.
Well,
there's
at 10 o'clock, the village opens and anyone can go through, of course. The day is open to everybody in our community. Come on out. And we have demonstrations and exhibits throughout the village, everything from traditional palmetto weaving to cooking over an open hearth. This year, we've got sort of a trapper's Coureur du Bois presentation that's happening. But this year, we're actually going to have a musket firing demonstration. Phil Fry from Longfellow State Park is going to come in, and he is a certified state recognizer for black powder. And so he's bringing in two different types of muskets, and so every hour on the hour, he'll do a short talk about that and let our guests sort of see how these you know, antique weapons would have been used for hunting and battle, American Revolution. So I'm very excited about that as a way to sort of bring that to our guests as well. Let's see, what else? We've got a really wonderful local traiteur who's going to be talking about that tradition and sort of where that comes from in our culture. We've also got a house that's going to be open, and we're going to have all these different games that would have been played during the 18th and 19th centuries, and guests and children can come in and learn about those and how they worked and sort of what these pastimes would have been like historically. Mm-hmm. So everything sort of ties into this idea of, you know, where we come from.
What was it like 250 right. years sure. ago, 200 years sure. ago? What did they do? And what was the sound of their lives like, you know, mm-hmm. musket fire?
Right, right.
If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the annual Acadian Culture Day that will take place this Sunday at Vermilionville. The day will honor Merlin Fontenot, and there's lots of things going on there, lots of ways to learn about the Acadian culture. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we think we know a lot about it if we eat Cajun food and hear French every once in a while, but there's so much more to it and so much more that created us as a culture and as a people, and Vermilionville is really dedicated to helping us understand mm-hmm. the fullness and the richness.
Well, in a lot of ways, you know, that's our primary mission, is to not only help people to experience this culture, but even people that have lived or grown up in this area their whole lives to maybe have a better understanding of where it comes from. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you mentioned, you know, a little spoken French, because this year, starting at 10, first thing in the morning, we're also going to have a French table set up in our cooking school, and we'll have some beverages there, and people can just come in and speak and discuss. Randall Maynard is going to be leading that for us. So anybody out there who is looking for an opportunity to use or practice your new French, this is a great time to come in and just sit in a very welcoming environment and drink coffee and talk the talk.
You know, and I think sometimes people are, if they don't speak Cajun French yet, they're a little nervous to go to the Table Française. They think somebody's going to call on them
and make them
do their homework. But you can just go and listen mm-hmm. to the sound of the language.
Absolutely.
And enjoy that. No one's going to call you out and make you say anything. You can just listen to it. Mm-hmm. So that's a great opportunity and a beautiful setting to do it in. You all have worked so hard at Vermilionville to make it feel authentic, the houses, and just recreating what, you know, a little community might have been like. So that will be – where will that take place, the Table Française, in the restaurant?
That will be in the cooking school, which is right next door to the Performance Center.
Okay. So head on over to the cooking school right when it opens and you can get your ears used to the sound of French and what it really would have sounded like back
then. Very true.
Yeah. So a good thing for children, you mentioned that kids' games will mm-hmm. be played, and there will also be some crafts. You talked about palmetto weaving, but are there others?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. From 11 o'clock to about 3 o'clock, back in the back in the chapel, there are three different crafts that we're going to be going on for the day. You know, we always sort of start the day with Tintamarre, which is traditional noise-making, you know, parade to sort of celebrate the existence and the persistence of the Acadian people. And so one of the crafts we'll have at the table this year is that children will be able to create their own noisemakers, you know, little cups and beans and colors and streamers so that they can sort of rattle their way back around for the rest of the day.
And have Tintamarres at their house all the time.
That's right, so you're welcome for that, parents.
Yeah.
But also around that same time, we're going to have canoe paddles will open up right there in Tea Bayou. Greg Guidroz and his team will be making those available. So, you know, if the weather's nice, it's a great time to sort of take out and just paddle around.
There'll be lots to do there.
There is. There's lots to do.
And I imagine that you at Vermilionville are celebrating your recovery after the floods from last year. That was a very long recovery for Vermilionville.
Yes. I know. Yes. We will be glad to be canoeing recreationally mm-hmm. instead of as a means to get to work. We didn't get to have, you know, Acadian Culture Day last year because it was the day of the flood. Mm-hmm. And so it's been quite a process. Yeah. It's been a lot. Everything from the revitalization of the grounds and the plantings to some work to be done to the lower levels of all the buildings, new electricity run in some sections of the park. It's been a lot of process.
Caring and tending for those new animals that you'd acquired last year.
Which all of them are just slightly over 1 year in residence with us. Mm-hmm. But it's been quite a process. And so I think a lot of us are just sort of excited to have the day. Here's the day. And
we're back.
And we're back. Yeah. Yes, we're mm-hmm. back and we're at full speed, and we're very excited to have everyone come out and share the day with us.
So an even better reason to have that tent tomorrow.
Yes, exactly.
The staff of Vermilionville will be making lots of joyous noise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we can't be flooded so easily, and we're still here and even better, having repaired houses. And so will the animals be available for viewing? Can people see the animals?
Oh, absolutely. Not only can you see the animals, but you're also able to feed the animals if you like. Mm-hmm. There's a little place by there you can pick up some feed, and they're mm-hmm. very soft, and they love to eat out of your hand. I mean, mm-hmm. basically, the bag is full of Skittles. So, I mean, it's not, but for them, it's, you know.
It's just as good.
It's just as good. And they love it. They love mm-hmm. to have their pictures taken with people and to get their nose pet and their ears pet. And so, mm-hmm. no, they love it.
Yep. And these animals were chosen because they would have been similar creatures.
Yes. Well, the three sheep are Gulf Coast native sheep, which mm-hmm, was a breed mm-hmm. of sheep that was brought to our area by the Spaniards in the late 1600s. So they would have been scattered throughout the Gulf Coast area, Louisiana,
arrived.
And Mississippi, mm-hmm. exactly. And they don't grow any wool on their chests or on their face, and so they're, you know, acclimated to the kind of climate that we have here, which mm-hmm. most people would assume is not a very sheep-loving type of a climate, right. but they do very well. Mm-hmm. Also, we've added in the past couple of months a couple of breeds of chickens as well, which also would have been historically accurate to our time and place. And so they'll be walking around in their new fence line, pecking at the ground and making all sorts of racket as well.
All right. What a wonderful, again, addition to the cultural offerings of Vermilionville, this evidence of animals that our ancestors would have known and used in their lives. Acadian Culture Day is taking place this Sunday. All are invited to attend and experience some of the things that Brady McKellar is describing right now. You're also going to have a really special presentation called The Birth of Cajun Culture.
Yes.
And you're hoping everyone gets a chance to participate in that presentation.
It's a really outstanding presentation. I saw Warren Perrin deliver it with his wife several years ago. And just as we were putting this this event together, I thought, wow, what really would be a great presentation that would sort of speak to this idea of where do we come from, how did we get here, and what contributes to that culture? And I thought, wow, that, you know, would really be great. So I contacted Warren and Mary to say, hey, will you guys? And he was like, yes, just tell me when and where. And so I'm really excited to be able to offer that because I think it so neatly ties in. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so it's a wonderful historical presentation that, you know, connects with that cultural aspect of what we're doing. And then afterwards, there'll be opportunity for talk and discussion and people to share their stories or their backgrounds about, you know, how culture is affecting them or where they come from.
And I know Warren and Mary have done so much research, not only here, but in Nova Scotia. And,
oh, it's amazing.
Their book about the Acadians won a grand award in
yes.
France. And
yes,
so
yes,
they're
yes.
very, very knowledgeable.
Well, I tell you, you know, years ago when I first started at Vermilionville, Acadian Culture Day was one of the first events to which I went. And I walked in and Warren and Mary were doing another similar type of presentation. And he had this wonderful PowerPoint that he did. And I thought, this is an amazing crash course, you know, as someone that is not from here. Mm-hmm. I got here as quickly as I could. but an outstanding and well-developed crash course in, you know, where do these stories come from? Mm-hmm. And so I think mm-hmm. that everybody, whether you're a native or whether you're a recent transplant, really would be interested in the richness.
Well, and sometimes the natives, we know our parents and grandparents so well, but we don't know the generations that came
That's
before and what they experienced. So
that's very true.
It's important that we have those crash courses also. What time is that presentation going to take place?
That is going to be at 3 o'clock.
Okay, so you can still participate in the Merlin Fontenot festivities and then hear the presentation at 3. Mm-hmm. In addition to the music that Terry Huval is going to be playing, do you have other music or are they the main band?
No, we've actually got three different bands over the course of the day. You know, it would be hard-pressed to have a day celebrating the culture if we didn't jam it full of music. The first band is the Huval Dupuis Fusilier Cajun Band, and they start right off at 11. And generally, the way we like to time it out is just as that tintamarre is coming into the festival area, they will turn into the PC and make a lap around the room. And as they do, that band kicks off and the day is just off to a raucous start. And then later, sort of closing up the day, sort of the big finisher is Paul Daiglin, Cajun Gold, which is a really outstanding, very traditional and really outstanding
very strong, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Get out there. Mm-hmm. So if you like music, you want to do some dancing, it's a great place to come and spend the afternoon.
All right. Well, what a nice setup that you've put together to celebrate your return. Again, remember last year, Acadian Culture Day did not happen because of the floods, mm-hmm. and you spent so much time working on that. So you're celebrating, and what a wonderful schedule that you all have put together for everyone to experience. Anything else we should know? You do mention that there are films being shown. Mm-hmm. What films can people expect?
We are going to be showing a film called Tentamar. Which deals with that Acadian tradition and where that comes from. And then we're also going to be showing a documentary called Vermilionville, Made by Hand, Built on Tradition. And this was actually a project that we did as part of our local learning program with Lafayette High French Immersion students a year ago. And they would come to the village and they interviewed our artisans. And then they put together this documentary with the help of John Sharp, who we all know. Mm-hmm. And any of our artisans that did their interviews in French, the students that translated it and did English subtitles, and any of them that did their interviews in English, the students translated that into French and did subtitles. So it's a really great bilingual sort of documentary about our artisans, about where they come from and why these crafts or traditions are so important to their lives as well.
Great film. So will that be kind of on a loop? Can you see that several times
during
the day?
Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. We'll start the first showing. We'll go at 10:30, and then from 10:30 all the way until about 4:30, those two films will be in rotation.
Okay, so you don't need to make sure that you're at a certain time to see those films. You'll have cooking demonstrations also. What kinds of food will they be making?
Well, I'm really excited about this very first one. At 12:30, we're going to be doing a rapi pie demonstration. And this is actually a very old Nova Scotia recipe. It's like this sort of a fluffy potato cake that came down. It's like one of Acadiana's oldest recipes. And so I'm really excited to be able to put that up in front of people because, again, it's referential back to that, you know, mm-hmm. the earliest ideas. And then later in the afternoon, we've got a great team is coming in, and they're going to be doing some fresh fruit and tarts and kind of like pastries. So that's going to be a really great demonstration too.
Okay, so very, very traditional, and then something that could be a little bit later on mm-hmm. with fresh fruits for tarts. If people would like to find the complete schedule, can they do so on your website or Facebook page? What's the best
right now? Going to our Facebook page is going to be a great place to find mm-hmm. out what the full schedule for the day is. And of course, you know, everybody that comes through will hand you one, and you can walk through and there's a great map of the village because, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. things are spread out all over.
But right, happening all day long. Mm-hmm. Just in case, though, they did want to make it for certain events
Page is a great place to
all
check
right.
that out.
If you are just tuning in, my guest is Brady McKellar with Vermilionville, talking about the annual Acadian Culture Day that will take place this Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the village. All are invited. And the theme is where we come from, and everything will help us to understand better about our traditions and our origins. And they will be celebrating the life of Merlin Fontenot, who passed away, mm-hmm. but who was so important to Vermilionville and everyone who loved to dance and who loved music. So you can find out more, again, at their Facebook page. What else do you all have coming up in the near future? Anything of interest that people should know about?
Well, we've got lots of things coming up. In September, we've got a wonderful history harvest, which I know the university does from time to time. And this is a great opportunity for people to bring in, you know, artifacts from their home or from their ancestry, from their families, and get those documented and recorded. Then, of course, as we go into October, we're going to have our big Boo Bayou celebration, which is a great fun time to bring out families. It's safe. Mm-hmm. It's a fun sort of carnival, Halloween sort of feel. And then as we get into November, we'll be doing our final Culture Day of the year, which is our Native American Culture Day, which has increased in size every year in terms of how many different tribal representatives and tribal groups we have. And that's really turned into being an incredibly powerful mm-hmm. day as well, because mm-hmm. while I think we can all say, I know lots of Cajun people, I think most of us would be hard-pressed to say that we have a lot of interaction with the Native American groups that would have populated this area long before our people got here. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really great day to get those stories and to hear about those traditions and also to find out where that culture and those traditions overlap with what we're doing now. And a lot of times we don't even realize that those things are contributed by that group. So we've got a lot going on. We'll end up the year with our annual Old Time Christmas event. So there's lots of great stuff coming up.
Lots of good ways to enjoy Vermilionville. And it's, you know, still a lot of people in our listening area who have not yet gone to Vermilionville and enjoyed the structures. And
there is not a better time to come than during one of our Culture Day events. Mm-hmm. There is just so much happening all over. The village is just full of people. It's the best day to come out is one of our Culture Days.
Well, that's this Sunday, August 13th, 10 to 5 p.m. Brady, thank you so much.
No, thank you.